up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
fix something in your life, no matter what he has fixed it for.
Jesus.
I ain't going all right.
Yes. Jesus.
Yeah.
for the Lord. So worthy. So worthy. So worthy, y'all. Come on. Yeah, Lord.
Come on, let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Yeah.
church of God said, amen. After a song like that, amen. Let us pray. Our Father, help us. Our Father, help us. No other help. We know. If thou wilt withdraw thyself from us, where shall we go? We thank you on this day. And we send out special prayer for our bishop. And bishop, if you have tuned in to the service on this morning, I stand here to tell you thank you. Now, Heavenly Father, have your way in your house. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Shape us and mold us and fasten us together till one can't fall without the other. Amen. Amen. Thank God. On this morning, and I'm so glad to see so many of my brothers and sisters on the fourth Sunday here at the house of God. Yes, sir. Amen. On this morning, we will not have one of those hoop and hollering messages. Hopefully, I won't even break a sweat. Now, that's just me talking. But as you can see, I'm not God. I will preach word, and I want to use that. I don't want to stay up here. I'll preach word on this morning. It's going to come out of Genesis, chapter 38. All right. We're going to look at verse 11. Of course, I'm out of a different Bible, New International Version. You don't have to stand. Don't stand yet. Don't stand yet. You know, sometimes the Lord, you do things to catch our attention. I noticed something, and I was just reflecting back earlier in Sunday school, but more so since I was sitting in the pulpit, I noticed that every church you go into, every one of them got a clock. And out of all the casinos I've been in, I never seen a clock. Now, I already hear. I got my spiritual ears on. I made sure. And then I got hearing aids as well.
I already hear somebody saying, you being a preacher in the casino. Now, wait a minute. Before you condemn me, before you cast me to a side, I didn't say nothing about you being married and sleeping with somebody else's husband. No, I didn't say nothing about you. I didn't judge you. Amen. You know how quick we are. And everybody that go into the casino don't go there to eat. Yes, Lord. I always wonder why God always give me something to get myself in trouble. As long as I've been preaching, he ain't gave me one of them get-rich-quick sermons. You know that tear off the church, everybody be hollering, saying, yeah, yeah. But he gave me a message dealing with some sincere Christians. People who really love the Lord. People who have taken time praying, crying out to God while they see others being blessed and seem like they can't get a breakthrough. Thank God. The Bible is designed where God's word will never fail. They got an answer to every problem and every situation we as God's children would come up against. I'm going to share something with you. I had no idea here at our church that we had so many Christians, people who love the Lord, wasn't getting their prayer answered. I want to say it again. I didn't really believe that we had so many Christians, true believers, that was not receiving the blessings that they had been asking God for until I started reading this story. Let me pause to say something. Have you ever been watching on TV a good story that brought you to the edge of your seat? And you was waiting for that next thing to happen. And then all of a sudden, a commercial come in. Boy, it looked like you just had a fit because you was waiting for that next line. But you know them people got that thing timed right because they know if they throw a commercial in there that you would sit there because you want to see what was going to happen next on the story that you was watching. Amen. Guess what God does? He do the same thing. Amen. Amen. Sometimes God have to shift things sometimes. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw in something free. Did you not know that if the wind don't shift, won't nothing grow? Did you know that? If the wind. That if the wind, if God don't cause the wind to shift, won't nothing grow. Amen. And if he don't cause some things to shift in our life,
we won't grow. Okay, I don't gonna bother you long. Let's go. Just want to hand you some things. Because watch this here. The text gonna speak for itself. 38, you don't have to stand. I don't want you to stand because I don't want you to listen. And that's what God wanted. He wants us to listen. Amen. It's not about me. It's about him. Amen. It's about him. In 38, verse 11, and I'm going to show you how we'll pull our text from that verse. It says, then Judah said, and I'm reading out a New International Version. It says, then Judah said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, go back to live in your father's house and don't marry until my youngest son, Shelah, grow up. Judah was afraid that Shelah also would die like his brothers. So Tamar returned to her father's house. I'm going to just pull from right there. I need your help. Now, if you're scared of the person you sit next to, remember I told you about the wind shifting? Get up and shift to somewhere else. Look at your neighbor. Don't look at me. I'm not your neighbor. Yeah, Lord. I can see this is going to be rough. Look at your neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You didn't?
You didn't.
Keep your promise.
Keep your promise.
Oh. When God gave me this, and I got a wife over there with Verified, she seen me tossing and turning and wrestling. Really, because when he gave me this, y'all, I had something else I wanted to preach about. I wanted to talk about, but God won't allow it. He won't allow it. And that's what's wrong with our churches today. We allow people to get up and say things behind that podium, but if it's not in the Bible, they ought not be preaching it. They ought not be doing it. Because it messes up a lot of people's lives. And yes, I'm finna say it. We as men and women of God, we must practice what we preach. Now y'all ought to be clapping now. Every time I turn on the TV and try to find, you know, the Christian station, I get one, and the first thing the man of God get up there and talk about, get rich quick. He talks about prosperity. He talks about God gonna bless you. I ain't never seen God bless a mess yet. Watch how he switched up on me. When I started studying for this preach word, I started in chapter 37, Genesis 37. It talks about Jacob's son, Joseph, how the Bible says Joseph was a dreamer. And because he received dreams and was able to interpret them, that his other brothers hated him. They hated him. They hated him so much until they wanted to get rid of him. Y'all ain't gonna believe this here. You got people hate you like that. You got people some people don't even like the way you walk. And so I got caught up in the thing about Joseph and what he was dealing with, and you know how they had gang rushed him and throwed him in like a cave or in the ground, and you know they wanted to get rid of that boy. Who the father loved. Because the Bible tells us how Jacob really loved, because he was given to us old men in his old age. So they came up with a plan. They're going to take his coat, kill some kind of animal, dip the blood in, go back, and we're going to tell Papa, you know, why animal God. But I got so caught up in that, boy, I was reading it, and I got down to the point where they was discussing about coming back, and I flipped the page. And when I flipped the page to chapter 38, and it had nothing to do about Joseph then. It went to talking about his other brother. And that's one thing about, I want to share with you on today, when you're reading the Bible and studying God's word, when you run across something like that, back up, take your time prayerfully, and read it, because in that story, it has a message for you. Don't just flip the page. Don't stop reading. Go on to chapter like I did, 30, because boy, look at here. In chapter 38, as I started studying, it talks about one of his brothers by the name of Judah. It talks about he got married, and he got three sons. Onan, and Shelah. The oldest boy, got married. Y'all with me? But the Bible said through the process of time, he was evil, and God smoked him. That means God killed him. Now, during that time, in the Old Testament, the law was in play. Boy, man, I'm glad the law ain't in play now. Whoo, Lord, have mercy. Let me describe the law to you. If the older brother got married to an ugly woman and he died, didn't have no siblings, that other brother had to step up to the plate and marry her. So guess what? The next brother, Onan, had to marry this girl by the name of Tamar and bring up some children to his brother who he really couldn't take the credit for. Guess what? He got to thinking about it. And that part I'm going to let you read for yourself, because we got little ears in here. But he did something that displeased God, and God smoked him. And then we get here in chapter 38, where the father-in-law talks to his daughter-in-law and tell her, I got another boy. He ain't old enough yet. But what I want you to do, I want you to go back home to Dada's house. I want you to put your winter clothes on and your morning clothes. And when this boy here grow up to the right age, I'm going to get back with you. Y'all, let's put the whole thing down. Let's just stop, because y'all got me going. Have you ever had somebody to promise you something? I mean, you was going through hell and high water. Maybe with bills, maybe almost on the verge of losing your house, maybe lose your car. And you know how some of your sisters are, the women. You have that best friend, and they step up to the plate. Girl, when I get my settlement, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm going to tell y'all something. Listen at me good, church family. Whether you save or not, just listen. Don't make promises you know you ain't going to keep. I mean, some of us got the audacity to make promises. You live right across the street from your girl. You come out there dressed like queen, driving a new car, wearing all them diamond rings, and the girl you just promised something to, you throw up your hand and say, I ain't forgot about you. And mind you, a whole year done passed since you done said that. Now, why would God carry me down that road? Glad you asked. Sitting right among us, smiling and everything. And I'm going to tell you something, you sure look good. You messed up. You messed up. Women, you are messed up because that brother told you, and he had no intention to keep what he told you. Men, you messed up because Uncle told you for a fact that when he got his lump sum, you ain't had nothing to worry about. And you've been doing good. I'm just telling you what the Lord said. You ain't got to take it. You can stay in the condition you in. But I want you to listen. Don't say he didn't tell me. God know more about you than I ever know. He never sleep nor do he slumber. You've been praying and crying to God, I mean, and you're sincere in your prayer. And God wants you to know that he hear you, but you got to let go of the past. And I'm not going to, you know what, y'all? When people promise you stuff like that, they don't really understand really what they're doing. Because, and you know, move the mask from over your heart. I'm going to leave you alone. I see you saying leave me alone. If you remove the mask from over your heart and be honest, every time you see that person who promised you that, thank you, darling. Thank you. Every time you see that person who made you that promise, you get a setback. And quit lying to yourself. And you can't lie to God. I'm finna go take my seat. Because God is looking at your heart.
As long as you don't see that person, guess what you say? I forgave them. But time you see them, the mask come from over your heart. I got a word for you. Turn it loose. The only person you hurting is yourself. And brothers, watch this here. Watch this here. I'm gonna mop this thing up right quick. Huh? I'm gonna mop it up right quick. At the time when your father-in-law made this promise, God took his wife. He goes through a process of mourning. No doubt in my mind, he must have been a kind of wealthy fella because it say he had sheep and they was going to shear sheep. He's going through the process of trying to get over what didn't happen by the loss of his wife. So he decides he's gonna leave town and he's gonna go and he's gonna get with his workers and he's gonna shear sheep. He's gonna shear the wool. Watch this. But the word got back to his daughter-in-law. Brothers, you gotta be mind what you promise a sister. She'll fix you up. It got back to Tamar that her father-in-law was going to shear sheep. And guess what she did? She took off those mourning clothes. And she dressed up as a hooker. It's in the book. I made sure it was in the book. And she went, put a veil over her face. Boy, she fixed it up. And she sit on the roadside. He must have didn't know his daughter-in-law too good, huh? And the Bible says he passed that way. And when he passed that way, he looked and seen. Her. I'm going to keep it down a little bit because I know we got children. He desired. And what they do, they get into this conversation, you know, like, oh, I want you. What will you give me if I let you have me? You got to remember that's the daughter-in-law now. This is the same woman he had lied to about his son. You wasn't finna get her again. So she said, what would you give me? He said, well, I'll give you, you know, a kid from my flock. I need some reassurance. He said, well, what do you need? He said, give me your card and your signature and that staff you got right there. And he said, okay. The thing happened. After it was over with, she took it off and went home back to Papa's house, put her mourning clothes on. Can I tell y'all something? Free of charge, you don't have to pay me a penny. Whatever you do in the dark, here come to the light. Watch this. Some of us are some treacherous liars. Oh, my goodness. The Bible says time went on, say. The word got back to him. We're going to get out of here because, see, like I told y'all, that's why God had me to tell y'all that at first. You know, every church got a clock. And if it ain't got a clock, you got your on the preacher. The word got back to the father-in-law. Say, man, I'm doing it like that because that's how we talk. Man, I just heard. That's a lie. He ain't just heard. But I just heard your so-called daughter-in-law is pregnant. She been out there messing around. Now, he mad because she wasn't messing with him. Messing around, and she with child. Committed adultery. She what? A hook? Go get her and bring her here. And we're going to set her on fire. Lord have mercy. And when the word got to her, your father-in-law say, he gonna kill you. Y'all ever heard that saying? I hear people say, I hear ministers say it all the time, there's a ram in the bush. I feel bad for the ram. So she say, well, since that being the case, before you take me out, I want you to identify who this staff belongs to and who this signature belongs to, and then you could call the shot. Imagine how he felt when he realized that everything she had was his. Stop, and young people, listen to old boy. Stop believing everything people tell you. Stop building your hope on lies. Nobody asks you to promise nobody nothing. And if you promise them something, you ought to do all in your might to try to take care of it. And if you can't, at least be honest. And be able to go to him. I don't care if it split your heart that you can't feel your promise. At least you got the audacity. That's why I'm so glad God never breaks a promise. He never breaks a promise. When Jesus decided to leave glory, he said, Father, give me a blessing. And I'll go down and I'll join man hand and your hand back together. And when death looked him in the face, hanging on the old rugged cross, I heard him say, I forgive them, He didn't say forgive him. He said forgive them. Because they know not what they do. He fulfills his promise. You know how I know he fulfills it? 3 days later. He fulfills his promise. And guess what, y'all? He made us another promise. Read Matthew's doctrine. Get down to the end. The Bible say, and the disciples were standing. He cut a cloth. And he was going back to glory. And the angel stood by them and said, ye men of Galilee, why are you standing here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus. He coming back. He coming back. Well, you say he coming back. Do you know the time? No. Do you know the hour? No. But I know one thing. You got it. You got it. He have never made a promise that he ain't keep. Revelation, somewhere there I was reading, John testified to it. He said, I seen a number. It was 144,000. John looked again and said, I see another number. He said, no man can number. The question was, who are they? He said, these are they who have come through hard trials and tribulations, who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Now, I can't figure out how you can take red blood. I can't understand that. That's something, boy. That's a mystery. You mean to tell me a cow that eat green grass give white milk? Can't figure that out either. But I know one thing. They wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Hard trial. But I love where to conclude, and I'm going to my seat. As a child of God, you're going to cry. You're going to shed some tears. Huh? But I heard him say, same book. And he shall wipe all the tears from their eyes. Every promise he made, he kept it. And look what he did for all of us. What he did for all of us. No matter what we go through, no matter how many times they stab us in our back. Hey, Jesus, I had to come up here to get the dose. No matter how many times they misuse us and call us out our name.
Say it well.
I'm glad that I got a father who cares. I heard the songwriter say, he'll come down from the sky.
Said, well,
hey, Lord, he'll wipe tears from your eyes. You his child. And he cares for you. When this whole world seems so cold and your friends seem so few, you need to know you got someone who cares for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. The doors of the church are open.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.